This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time for Flix at 48 with our film guru, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Here I am.
And this week you saw the film The Binge. Tell us a bit about it and your take.
The Binge was released on August 28th and is currently available for personal streaming on Hulu. Set in the not-too-distant future when all alcohol and drugs are banned from everyone in the United States, The Binge focuses on the stressful lives of three teenage boys trying to attend an exclusive party on the one night of the year when all drug and alcohol consumption is legal for everyone. In case you have forgotten, watching teenagers get drunk, high, and beaten up is hilarious and fresh comedy to some people, but not to me. Crazy, raunchy teen comedies can be funny and memorable when they're smartly written and well acted, like Superbad, Blockers, or Booksmart. But The Binge tries so hard to check all the boxes of a lewd teen comedy, it ends up being an overzealous, infantile mess of predictability.
You definitely did not like this one.
The only thing I will remember from this movie is that when it ended, I was in a worse mood than when it started.
All right, Casey, are the movie studios releasing any new films that are available online and in theaters?
Oh, I don't even know anymore. I'm still in such a bad mood from The Binge. I know this coming weekend in September, Netflix is releasing a new original film called The Devil All the Time, which is kind of what I feel like now after watching The Binge.
All right, Casey. Well, we'll look forward to maybe a more positive review from you next week.
My fingers are crossed.